It is as it says on the tin, okay? Hello and welcome back to the Traffic Talks podcast. My name is Robin, aka Pyro, and I am your host for this podcast. In today's episode, we've got something a bit off the beaten track because I'm going to give you a little technique I've developed and been using over the last while just to get me by, and especially with my journaling habit I'm trying to really stick to. I've been working very hard on making sure I'm implementing this little hack to ensure that I'm actually living, breathing, solving my issues and not just letting them slip through the cracks. So that's where I am today. Also, if you've been noticing, I have been trying to speak a bit more calmly. So if my voice sounds a bit strange or if the pacing seems a bit different, it's because I'm very conscious that some people live in fast forward where they are literally playing videos, voice notes, ebooks, audiobooks at 1.5 speed, 1.25, just to get through it faster. And in the age we live in, where there is so much content to consume, I understand that it's overwhelming and you want to get through everything. So that is why I've been trying to pace myself, just to make it easier for those who want to listen to a bit more and try and squeeze in a bit more by listening to things at a faster pace. So that is what I've been doing. Anyway, on to today's episode. So, weird title, I know, but it is something that's going to help tremendously going forward. Trust me on that. And the idea of it came from a trauma I cannot remember. I've just been going through so many things that when I wrote this idea down for this particular podcast episode, I just wrote down the title, SBBB, and the individual words that make up the acronym, and that's it. I cannot for the life of me remember what I was going through, but I've been using it for a lot of things, so things have tended to just blur together as I've gone on. But yet, writing it down has helped me remember the acronym at least, and putting it into practice has been one of the best things I could have done for myself. So, let's get into what this technique is, and then I'll explain it. And I'm doing it that way just to tease you a bit more. It'll make sense, okay? Just give me a moment to get there. So, this acronym is a way of helping me process things, and it can be done in one of two ways. It can either be done in the moment when you are just going through something and you catch yourself feeling an emotion of any kind and you just need to step away and deal with it immediately. Or it can be done after the thing has happened in a more reflective way. So either just sitting and thinking about it later in the day or in a reflection in a journal at the end of the day. Those are usually the best ways I found to do it. And I've done them both ways, especially the first one where I catch myself getting maybe irate or getting angry or just frustrated. And in the moment, I'm just like, no, just, whoo, no, catch yourself and be just like, okay, let me just move out the way. And that is what this is. So the acronym is SBBB, which makes it really easy to remember when you aren't doing good, because part of it is breathing. So just when you get huffy, you know, you just, okay, that was a breath. What does a breath remind me of? SBBB. So the steps to follow are very simple, and those steps are stop, back up, breathe, and break down. So I'm going to go through them one by one. Stop. It is as it says on the tin, okay? This can be to physically stop what you are doing, as in if you are pacing, you need to stop and stand still. If you are talking, you need to stop it. If you are overthinking and spiraling, you need to cut that off. Whatever you are doing, stop it immediately. I've caught myself being literally mid-sentence and I just shut my mouth with an audible click because I'm just like, nope, stop. And that's what I do. If you are going to reflect on the event afterwards using this technique, I would suggest writing down the environment you were in and how you felt, because sometimes in the moment you don't really have time to process your surroundings. You more are just trying to catch up on the hamster wheel, which you can't. Whereas afterwards, if you reflect, you can think back and ask, was I feeling hot? Was I clenching my fist? Was I pacing the floor? Was I huffing and puffing? Thinking on the event after is always a good idea, even if you have processed it initially, just because you can think and remember things differently outside of being in the moment and be a bit more objective. So I would definitely suggest doing that, especially when you notice things after that you didn't notice in the moment. Number two is backup. This means create a physical distance as soon as possible. If you are standing getting in someone's face, back it up. If you can, go outside. If you have the opportunity, go take a walk, but just literally get away from the person, from the situation. Even if it's you just being mad at your computer because it's not doing something right, stop it. Literally roll your chair back and go take a walk if you can. Go get some water, come back, but physically move out of the way. If you are doing this in a reflective way, imagine yourself almost zooming out of the event. Like I said, be objective. So kind of imagine it as a TV show or a movie and watch it play out between other people. So that way you can just create a bit of emotional distance from that event and be able to analyze it a bit better later on. So I'm getting ahead of myself, but that is part of it. So number three, breathe. Once you've made your decision to stop, to back up, and maybe even leave the space, you need to breathe. Taking a breath will literally help with mental and physical clarity, because especially if you are someone who practices meditation or yoga or Pilates or something like that, or even if you just gym, breathing is one of the best tools, because you can breathe into your body and understand what you are going through. If you just follow with me for a moment, if you take an inhale and now exhale, did your shoulders just drop? Did you just sit up a bit straighter? Taking a breath does so much for you, and especially in a stressful, panicked, angered, insert your emotion here, whatever state you are in, taking a breath just helps you so much. And especially if you are someone who is quick to anger, or just you are very passionate about your things so you want instant reactions, taking a breath can be the best thing for you. And if you are someone who is reflecting on the event, do the same thing. Try and breathe back into what you were feeling in that moment. Were your hands clenched and you took a breath and that was able to help you release that tenseness in your hands? Were you feeling a constriction in your chest and breathing just helped you open up the airways a bit more? And while breathing and trying to figure out what you were feeling physically, try and figure out if there's an emotion attached. So maybe your clenched fist was anger. Maybe the tightness in your chest was agitation, or maybe even sadness. It can be anything. And looking at it from a objective point of view will help you understand yourself much, much better. The last B out of the acronym is breakdown. So look, I'm not going to judge. If you need to have a literal breakdown, do that. Get it out and then come back to this and go through these steps again until you get to the proper breakdown where we are now, which is where you're going to actually look at what just happened, if you are living the event in the moment or if you're looking at it in a reflective way. Break down everything that happened and why you think it was that way and what you can do better next time, because events have things that precede them, okay? If you were already agitated by maybe an upsetting email, or you got a message and you're just like, ugh, this is putting me in a bad mood, someone coming and saying something to you in the wrong tone is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, and you're going to hop, and it's not going to be good. That is something you can note for next time. However, if it's something that you don't feel is your fault, you'll be able to be like, no, I did nothing wrong because of A, B, and C. And the next time this person comes at me, I'm going to double down because I know I wasn't in the wrong. So reflecting on what happened, using different perspectives, and trying to make sure it doesn't happen in the future is the best thing you can do, especially for self-reflection, because understanding yourself is a way to ensure no one can touch you. If you know who you are and what you stand for, someone poking and prodding and saying things that aren't true is not going to touch you. It'll be the best thing you ever do. And understanding the reflection part is going to allow you to look back and, like I said, put yourself in the other person's shoes in the situation. Because sometimes your reaction maybe wasn't warranted, even if you were right in your defense of the situation. For example, if they accuse you of not doing your job properly or doing the wrong thing, and you get hot and heated because you know what you did was correct, maybe approaching it in a different manner would be best, especially if you are quick to anger, like I said. You can then maybe tell them, look, I understand what you are saying, but I'd prefer it if you sent it in an email so I can address each and every single one of your grievances from a distance because of the altercation we had the last time. That is a very business corporate way of saying, I don't want to speak to your face, send me an email. You know, there's a lot of those good ones on Instagram. I've been loving those lately. So yeah, there are different options for you. And like I said, that is just one way to learn from a situation if something has happened, where you can be proactive about options for the next time should this thing happen. One reason I wanted to make this episode this particular week was, it's a new month, okay? Happy March. I completely forgot to mention that last week, going into this week's episode. And I've been trying to just be a better being, as I always say, because I have not been as good at making sure I'm my number one. I've been very lackadaisical on it, and I've been realizing things and reflecting. So journaling has really been helping. I've been really doing well, and I've been learning things about myself through that. And one of the things I've learned is I'm very, very quick to jump down someone's throat if they are, what is the polite word? Wrong is not the word, because sometimes they aren't wrong, but I'm very quick to defend and be like, whoa, back it up. How dare you say that? Like, that is me. So I'm trying to just not be that way. And it's not a bad thing, because taking your time to actually process what people are saying is important. And I'm someone who's going to listen to half of what you say, cut you off, and then bulldoze through. And that's not nice. That's not right. That's not the way to have a conversation. And in particular, these last few weeks have taught me to take my time in conversations, and I've been trying to listen more than I speak when it comes to conversations with people. And that, I think, is a very good lesson for life, not just in business or in friendships. Everywhere, it's a good idea to speak less and listen more, especially because a friend recently spoke to me, and she's probably listening to this. Hi. She said that she was very grateful to have me listen to her, and that kind of made the penny drop in the fact that I am a very good listener, and it's almost like a special ability that I have that I want to use more, especially because she's not the first person to say that to me. So it's definitely a muscle I want to flex and work and use more often in life. That brings me very smoothly into the song of this week, which is Listen by Beyoncé from the Dreamgirls movie, because literally the song says it all, especially in her lyrics. She's basically telling you, listen to what I say. I found my voice, and now I'm going to speak up and stand up for myself using my voice. The fact that it's a singer speaking up for herself, and the song almost crescendos as it goes on is even more incredible. So I think it's a very apt song of the week. But yeah, that is my two cents. I hope it was helpful and insightful. I hope you are going to take this technique with you into the rest of this year. Because wow, we're in the third month. I'm shooketh. Anyway, that's me for this week. I will ask you, as always, to keep being a better being, and I will see you in the next one. Ooh, shameless plug before I go. I've been uploading old episodes like you cannot believe, and I've almost caught up to the vlogs. So if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, there will be a link in the description that you can go to, and I will make sure it's there if you have not already done so. The first vlog should be up. It's a day out at the V&A waterfront, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't edited it yet. I don't know the title or anything, but I'm almost there. So if you could go and give me a subscribe, I'd appreciate that. Thank you so much. So now I'm officially done, and I will see you in the next episode. Love you. Bye.